the mother of all asteroids, screaming towards us.
We're facing extinction, Buck.
No worries. This tablet holds the key. We go to that crash site, search for cosmic clues, and then figure out how to stop it.
Who's dumb enough to think they can stop an asteroid?
Crashing Eddie reporting for duty.
Duty.
Okay, let's do it.
These are the guys who are gonna save the world.
We look so cool.
Like a ninja.
It no suckin' was a strategy.
Okay, here's the deal. Aside from the first film, I've not been a big fan of the Ice Age movies. They tend to be simplistic and lowbrow with easy humor and obnoxious characters. However, they make huge loads of cash in their overseas releases, so we'll keep getting them no matter how middling their performances here in the States. In this film, the animals discover an asteroid that is about to hit Earth and have to try and figure out a way to stop it, even without modern technology or opposable thumbs. Don't worry, it's about talking prehistoric animals. It's not hardcore science. Easily stated, if you like the previous Ice Age movies, you'll like this one. For me, they're tolerable, with some fun watching Scratch, the saber-toothed squirrel, trying to get his acorn. But then again, they're not made for me in mind. Ice Age Collision Course gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.